Gospel. Matthew chapter 6, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, and reading from verse 31. And I want to just sort of challenge you tonight. What is your source? What is your source? So I want to look at this tonight, and it's just a short message you'd be glad to hear. So some people in the back said, no, we don't want a short message. We want a long message. Long-winded message, praise God. As long as it's good, and it's good quality, and it's got plenty of content. Amen? So we want to do that, praise God. So turn over to Matthew chapter 6, and then we'll pray. Bless the Lord. Verse 31. Jesus says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Bless God. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, come again to you tonight. Lord, we thank you for being our Father. And we thank you, dear Lord, in the stillness of this place tonight, Lord, as we have worshipped you. And as we have praised you, Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, that you are here in your spirit, by your spirit, Lord. Lord, you're here in the midst. And Father, we thank you tonight. Lord, do a work in each one of us tonight. Lord, we're none of us, Lord, are there yet. Lord, you're molding us and shaping us, Lord, into the people that you want us to be, Lord. Lord, you have a work for us. A work for us. Lord, don't allow us to be sidetracked. Lord, help us, keep us blinkered, Lord, as it were, to keep in our eyes fixed on Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. What is your source? What is your source? You know, what's the source to meet your hunger? Well, it's food, isn't it? Food's the source that meets your hunger. What's the source that meets your thirst? Well, water is the source that meets your thirst. What is the source that meets your nakedness? Well, clothes meet our nakedness, because this is what Jesus is speaking about here, the natural things. But friends, if I could add to that, what is the source that meets your loneliness? Well, it's friendship, and it's God. What is the source that meets darkness? It's light. And you could go on and on. What is the source that meets war? Peace. And you could go on and on and on. Everything has a source. Everything needs a source. A child needs a mother. Amen. A good man needs a good wife. Don't hear any many amens there. Where's all the amens there? Amen. Praise God. We all need something and we all have a source, but I thank God. Friends, our source is God. As believers tonight, our source is God. God knows everything and gives us everything to sustain us in the natural. And I want to say to you, Christian, tonight, don't be worrying. Don't be worrying. Don't be worrying about your bills. Don't be worrying about what you're going to eat, what you're going to be clothed, what you're going to drink. Don't be worrying about those things, because your Heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. He knows what sustains us in the natural, but he also knows what sustains us in the supernatural. Amen. And I tell you, we need his Spirit. Every one of us, from the youngest to the eldest, we need his Spirit. We need the Spirit of the living God living and breathing within us. Amen. The fire of God within our very, very soul. We need him. We need him more and more and more. as that day approaches. We need His Spirit. And I tell you, He's our source. Verse 32 says, your heavenly Father knoweth what you have need of. That you have need of all these things. Your heavenly Father knoweth. And I want to stop there for a moment. You need to hear that tonight. You need to take that on board tonight. And you say, my Father knows. I am a child of God. We were singing. I am a child of God. You know, I was, over the past week, I was meditating on feelings. Can you trust them? You can't trust your feelings. But you can trust God. You can trust God. And maybe tonight you need to be reassured that God is your Heavenly Father. He is your Heavenly Father. If you are born again by His Spirit, He's your Heavenly Father. And it says here, Jesus said, verse 32, for your Heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things. He knows what you have need of. He knows what makes you tick. He knows the kind of person you are. But remember what I said this morning about draw near to God and He will draw near to you. And friends, the Word of God is so powerful. And it's life. And the more I read it, the more I enjoy it, and the more I can't get enough of it. Amen. Because as food is to the natural body, I tell you, this Word is to the spiritual man. And I tell you, we cannot live without it. And if you are going from Sunday to Sunday without it, friends, it's not enough. If you want to grow in God, if you want to go deeper in God, if you want to go further in God, if you want to know God and be used by God in greater and greater ways, if you want to change and become more like Jesus, the only thing that's going to do it is this Word. Amen. Take heed according to the Word of God, the Bible says. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from his mouth. Man shall, think about that for a moment. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from God. You see, friends, God is our source. Those driving about tonight that haven't went to church or don't care about God or anything, God is their source. The Bible says that it rains on the just and the unjust. It rains on the just and the unjust, meaning they're blessed just as we are blessed. But they're blessed on their way to hell. You know, in the natural, Jesus says here, He says, take no thoughts saying, and He just speaks about natural things, food, drink, clothes. Men, well, they like the food. And women, they like the clothes. So Jesus covers it all. Amen? And we all need a drink. Water. Or some soft drink. Not alcohol. I have no time for it. In the natural realm, God knows what we have need of. If God knows what I have need of, I can stand upon the Word of God and say, Lord, I'm not going to worry about it. Now, it takes time to work that out because in your mind, you're still thinking, well, you know, you're trying to work it out. But the more you walk with God and the more you trust Him, you stand upon your Word and you stop listening to those doubts and you stop listening to those fears and you stand upon the Word of God and you fight that with the Word of God. If worry comes against you, get the Scriptures out and fight it. Fight that worry in the name of Jesus. If doubt comes against you, get the Word of God out. Fight the doubt. If weakness comes along, or whatever it is, get the Word of God out and fight it with all your might and all your strength in the power of the Holy Spirit. God is our source. See, verse 33 says here, and I want us to look at this, please. Verse 33, is it still up? If not, open your Bibles. Verse 33, as long as I am seeking the source. And this is our meditation verse tonight, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All what things? All the natural things that we need. As long as I am seeking the source, as long as I am seeking Him, as long as I am seeking first His kingdom, then he has promised that all these things shall be added unto me. Shall be added unto me. He's promised that if I seek his kingdom and his righteousness, that these things will be added unto me. They'll be given to me. I don't need to seek them. And many are seeking things. Many are seeking material things. Many seek these things. We all need these things to live by every week. But I have learned in my Christian life to seek him first. And all these things just follow me. Amen. It says in Deuteronomy, it says that if you seek God, it says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and addeth no sorrow with it. And it says the blessings will run after us. They'll run after us. And we've got to understand in our Christian life that we need to seek first his kingdom. And that means stripping everything away and that his kingdom comes first in everything. And I tell you, it takes a while to do that. It takes a while to get into that groove, as it were. Because sometimes we're in the groove and we're going with God and we're doing well, but something sort of pops us out of the groove. Do you know what I'm saying? And something sort of pops us out of the groove that knocks us out of our rhythm, and it takes a while just to keep ourselves focused, getting back in the groove and back seeking first his kingdom, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. God, you're my source. I'm not seeking things. I'm seeking you, Lord. I'm not seeking relationships. I'm seeking you, Lord. I'm not seeking anything else of this world, Lord. I'm seeking you. But I know as I seek you, Lord, all things shall be added unto me. All that I need flows from his kingdom. Amen. Do you know that? All that we need flows from his kingdom. You know, if you're seeking a job, I tell you, seek first his kingdom. If you're seeking happiness, and I could just go through a list again. If you're seeking happiness, seek him. Seek his kingdom. If you're seeking love and romance, seek him first. Don't go out into the world looking for love and romance. Seek God. And I tell you, he'll bring the right person into your life. Amen. Seek first his kingdom. I have a question. This is my question. Everything that you see around you, where did it come from? Everything. I don't care what you see, what you look at. Everything that surrounds us tonight came from God. All these things that are made here, these beautiful instruments and stuff, all these things came out of the ground. The car that you drive came out of the ground. Now, we thank God for men that were able to drill out and take the stuff out of the ground and to use it to build stuff with. But it was God that put that stuff there. God spoke the world into existence. And everything, when he spoke that world into existence, everything that you see around you was in the ground. Amen. It was all in the ground. The metal, the steel, the plastic, it all was in there. God created it all. So everything that you see with your natural eyes came from God. All substance, all matter, it doesn't matter what it is. All living things come from God. The whole earth. And Jesus says here, he says, seek first the kingdom of God. And my challenge to you tonight is, are you seeking first his kingdom? Because seeking first his kingdom is seeking first his will. Seeking first his kingdom is seeking first his will. So Lord, what's your will for my life? And he knows, because he's left us these scriptures to show us what his will is for our lives. So how do I know the will of God? Then I begin to read the word of God and I know what it says. And this is his will for my life. And even though it goes against my natural man, because my natural man will fight against it. But I must always surrender to the will of God. And that is hard in the natural. It's hard dying to self. But dying to self, we must, if we are to live this Christ-filled life that we desire to be. And I know all of us want to live this Christ-filled life, an anointed life, a God life, a loving life, a pursuing God life, wanting the best, and to do the best for God. We all want to do it. But there's a wrestling going on, and there has to be a dying. There's always a dying. Always a dying to self. Friends, I'm dying yet. I'm dying yet after all these years in the Christian faith. I'm going to look back, even I was speaking to Amelia tonight, I'm here 10 years and it's hard to imagine. Years go by so quickly. And it's just, when I think back on my Christian life, over 28 years saved, 27, 28 years saved, I'm thinking, where did it go? And I thought when I got saved and that night I gave my heart to the Lord in church, I thought that was it. I had died. It was only the beginning. It was only the beginning of death. It was only the beginning of me dying to self. And every time I thought I was dead, and every time I thought I had arrived, God showed me that I hadn't. And that I had still more dying to do. Because it's not about Paul Gray, it's not about you, it's not about me, it's about Jesus. It's always about Jesus. Everything that we do is about Jesus. When we lay our lives on the line, it's about Jesus. When we forgive someone, it's about Jesus. When we witness the gospel, it's about Jesus. When we serve God, it's about Jesus. Everything that we do is about Jesus. You said, well, do I not have a life out of this? Well, I tell you, we do. Friends, I've had a good life. I'm not dying. I'm not going anywhere. It sounds like my obituary. I love the Lord. And I have had a blessed life. Hasn't always been easy. I've had my challenges. As a family, we've had our challenges. We've had our difficulties. But I know that God has always been there. And I know now that God will always be there for me. And the longer I am going on with God, the more confident I grow in God that I don't care about tomorrow, I don't care about next week, I don't care about next year, because I know that God is my source. And what He brought me through, He will continue to bring me through no matter what it is. And I tell you, I have seen some mountains before me, and I know you have too. And I tell you, He brought us through everyone. He brought us through everyone. And there may be a mountain in front of you tonight, but I tell you, God will bring you through it. God will bring you over it. And I tell you, don't be afraid to speak to the mountain and tell it to move in the name of Jesus. I don't care what obstacle comes your way. I tell you, we can overcome it. Amen. You can overcome it. Amen. I don't care what it is. Because we seek first our source. Because we are nothing in ourselves, but when we seek God, when we seek our source, our Father, and we seek His kingdom and His righteousness, He says that all these things shall be added unto me. I know here He's speaking about the natural, but keep reading through the book of Matthew. I tell you, He brings the supernatural into it, amen? And I tell you, there's many a time you've been fed by the supernatural, amen? Amen? I remember when I was called to go to Bible college. I'd been studying for quite some time, and I told Lisa I believed that the Lord wanted me to go to Bible college and I would have to leave work. Now, I wish I'd have took a picture of her face when I did that. I could show you tonight. But if you tell any woman or any man, listen, you're going to lose a wage coming into the house, I tell you, you think, well, it's tight enough as it is. How are we going to live? And I said, well, I believe God will supply the need, and He did. But even in the midst of that, Lisa had to leave work, and she went part-time. So that meant there was only a part-time work in the house, part-time job. But I know this, God supplied the need. And He always has supplied the need, amen. Even more, amen. He even supplies more. And that's the beautiful thing about God. And as only as you continue to walk with Him, that becomes a reality to you. Because when you look at study the life of Abraham. And if you study the life of Abraham, you'll see how Abraham, in his life and in his ministry, he started out making silly things. He just didn't have the faith. But as he learned to have that faith, and as he went through the challenges of his life with God, by the middle age and by the end of his life, I tell you, he was trusting God so much so that he was willing to sacrifice his only son. He got to the place where he says, listen, God can even raise him from the dead. And I tell you, we can get to that place. We can get to that place. And maybe you have been challenged this week or in the last year, maybe this year. I don't know. But I want to encourage you tonight. God is your Heavenly Father, and He's your source. And I tell you, if you will continue to seek Him first, seek His first. Seek first His kingdom. Seek first the kingdom of God. This was the first verse. I maybe shared this with you before, but this was the first verse that I ever learned off by heart. My mother had it. It was a plaque given to us by church, probably prize given or something. And it hung at the foot of my bed, on the wall at the foot of my bed. And every morning I woke up, I read that scripture as a boy, as a child. And this verse is ingrained in me like nothing, like no other verse. And as a boy, I read it, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Now, even as growing up, I may not have heeded it. Amen. But I tell you, that word was planted. Amen. And in the years to come, I tell you, God would use that word and bring it out and use it. Seek first, Matthew 6, verse 33. I just know it off by heart, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Don't forget about His righteousness. Don't forget about His righteousness, because He is a righteous God, amen? And He has made you and I righteous. The Bible says we are made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Say, I am righteous. I am the righteousness of God. Friends, you are. We are. Don't let the devil whisper in your ear, you're a dirty, filthy sinner. You're good for nothing. You're no good. You're a liar, Satan. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's who I am, and that's who I will be. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Christ has made me righteous. He redeemed me by His own precious blood. And I am a child of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I am a child of God. And I tell you, say it over and over. If you don't believe that, if you have difficulty understanding that, and you may say, that's a bit presumptuous. No, it's not a scripture. It's the Word of God. You're believing the Word of God. You're saying, I am the righteousness. The Bible also says that we have been seated with Christ in heavenly places. That's our position in Christ. You will judge angels. You will judge the devil. Satan has no right. No right. There are times he will overstep the mark. But I tell you what, you put him to flight. Let me close. Where have you been seeking lately? Where have you been seeking? Where have you been looking to? Who have you been looking to? Have you been looking to God? You know, I say this with the love of God on my heart. When you're seeking God in difficult circumstances, I tell you, you need to keep reinforcing it. See, sometimes we say, I'll pull out a wee promise and read the promise and say, that's great. But when you're in spiritual warfare and you're fighting something evil, you've got to take the Word of God and you've got to begin to use it as a sword against that in the name of Jesus. You've got to wield it as a sword, because Jesus says, or the apostle says, that the Word of God is the sword of God. It's a sword of the Spirit. And when you use the Word of God and you begin to speak and confess the Word of God, you're wielding it like a sword. You're wielding it and using it like a sword to destroy the spiritual enemy that's come against you. And you've got to draw out that sword. And if you don't know the Scriptures, if they're not in your heart, and it's important that we put them in our heart, but if they're not there, I tell you, open up the Scriptures and get the Word of God for that situation and begin to use it in that any given situation. Because, friends, we're always in a conflict. There's always a conflict going on. The enemy's always busy. He roams around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Don't allow him to devour you. Don't give him room to devour you. But I tell you what, you devour him and put him to flight. Who's your source of life? Jesus says, I am the way. I am the truth and I am the life. Jesus is the one that we seek. He's the source. Paul went on to say here, verse 34, he says this. He says, "Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take care of the things of itself." See, we've got to deal with the situations today that we can deal with. Take no thought for tomorrow. You know, there's sometimes people come into church and they can't even worship God because they're so filled with tomorrow. Especially tomorrow being a Monday. People are thinking about work. People are thinking about what they're going to do. And there's all sorts of things. And when they're coming to church, they're filled with so many things that they don't even enjoy church. Do you enjoy church? I love church. I love God's presence. I love God's house. We've got to love it. We've got to enjoy it. It's got to be something not to be endured, but to be enjoyed. We've got to enjoy it. I told you this before, I went from hating Sunday. Sunday was my worst day of the week. When I got saved, becoming my favorite day of the week. And I used to love going to church when I was first saved, and it was glorious and joyful. And I thank God that that still is the same today, that I love it even though I'm here. I would rather be there. You don't believe me. I just know by looking at your face. I'm going to say it again. I would rather be where you're sitting. I would rather be where you are than where I am here. But this is where God has called me, so I enjoy it. But enjoy the house of God. Enjoy the worship of God. Not everything's perfect. We were an imperfect people. We are an imperfect people. And God has redeemed us and saved us and made us His own very special people. And we all have our shortcomings and we all have our feelings and we all have our quirks and our queers and all them wee things. Look hard enough. I know you're looking at me, you think, he's perfect. There's not a flaw, but I'm telling you, there's flaws. I was going to say ask Lisa, but don't, because she write a book. She has a book written about all my flaws. But friends, we all have them. But then ask the grace of God. Ask the grace of God. Despite our failures, despite our flaws, despite our shortcomings, He loves us. He loves us. And we are to love each other as Christ loved, as He loves the church. And I tell you, thank God He does love us all. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to ask the worship team. They're going to come back again and we're going to close. Praise God. But you know, it's good to be back again. Praise God. You think I was away for months, but I was only away for 2 weeks. I don't go for any longer in 2 weeks because you never know. You could get someone up here and you mightn't be allowed back in the door. He could be, Scott Hines could be here and he could say, "Paul, listen, they want me, not you." But God's good, amen? And God loves us. Friends, don't worry. I want you to close your eyes with me, please. I tell you, don't worry. What are you worrying about, fretting about? I tell you, cast it all upon Jesus. Leave this place tonight with the joy of the Lord in your heart. Leave this place knowing that God is your Father. Leave this place tonight saying, "I'm not going to worry about tomorrow." Do you know what? God has taken care of all my tomorrows. He's taken care of this week for me. He's taken care of the rest of this year. You know, some of you might be thinking about Christmas and about the new year. Friends, don't worry about it. You know, it reminds me of that story, and I've shared it before. And I'll say it quickly, about a little woman during the war, and she was missing in the bomb shelters, and they thought she was dead because her neighbors didn't understand why she never came to the bomb shelters anymore. And she says, one of them met her one day and says, "Why do you not come down? You can't. It's not safe being in your house." And she was a wee Christian woman, and she says, "You know, I read that scripture where it says, the Lord neither slumbers nor sleeps. And He says, there's no point the two of us been up all night. And He says, I just go to sleep in my bed." And I'm sure she was thinking, if a bomb hits it, sure, it's win-win. I go to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, tonight we thank you, Lord. Lord, what have I to fear? Lord, what have we to dread, leaning on the everlasting arms? Lord, we thank you tonight, dear Lord. There's not a thing. Lord, you're a good, good Father. Lord, a good Father to us all, Lord. And Father, I just pray tonight, Lord, for those that maybe, Lord, have a mountain of worry and burden upon their shoulders. May it go in Jesus' name tonight. May it be lifted in the name of Jesus and cast into the sea in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, make us walk, dear Lord, like never before. Little children, Lord. Lord, we all remember being little children, Lord, not having a care in the world, knowing that our earthly parents would take care of us, Lord. Lord, I pray tonight, Lord, that we would be that way with you, Lord. Heavenly Father, you are a good, good Father. Lord, you love us and you protect. Lord, you've taken care of all this week. Lord, you're our source of life, our source of strength, our source of everything. Lord, we love you and we thank you for being that. Lord, help us to trust you more and to lean on the everlasting arm. In Jesus' name. Lord, we pray, just one request tonight. We pray for Mrs. Lappin. Just remember Mrs. Lappin tonight. She had another fall. So we just pray for, Lord, we lift her up before you. Father, Frank and Pat as well, Lord. And Father, we just pray, dear Lord, your strength be theirs, dear Lord. Lord, strengthen them by might, Lord. Lord, not only in the inner man, Lord, but in the physical man, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord, in these days, dear Lord. So shall their... Lord, your word says your strength shall be so as your days. So, Lord, I pray they'll claim that promise and stand upon it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.